Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The beer is cold and the wings are hot. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Getting your sports weekend underway. Actually, week 10 in the NFL got underway last night. And Andy, I mentioned it earlier, Andy Barron, Yahoo Fantasy, joining us now in the sports bar. Nothing like going into the weekend knowing that you have a 12% chance of winning your fantasy football matchup because your opponent has, I don't know, Jamar Chase or Lamar Jackson or Joe Burrow. I mean, just an absolute scoring bonanza on Thursday Night Football last night. How are you, Andy?
I'm well. I gotta say, I hate those little sliders that tell you what your percent chance is to win.
You're right.
Like, that's just so, I don't know, that's unnecessary. We give you, I feel like at Yahoo, we give you too much negative feedback. We do that a lot, right? Like, immediately, we don't like your draft, and then we give you a grade. We don't, you know, you already lost. We don't need to, like, tell you that you set a bad lineup or whatever. Like, we give you... We're arguably giving too much feedback, and I'm afraid that little slider with your win probability is part of it. I'm actually, like, I've got a little bit of Jamar Chase, so that's fun. I avoided him in all but one league last night, but that is really a situation where, like, it's over for you. You're not coming back from, like, a dude putting up 50 against you.
And it's not too often we get the debut here in week 10 of, for most leagues, the number one overall pick, Christian McCaffrey. Nobody's going to bench him, right? But what should be the level of expectation for McCaffrey right out of the gate here?
I will say, first of all, that until he takes a carry or gets a target, I'm not going to 100% believe that he's playing, because nobody has lied to us this year the way Kyle Shanahan has lied to us, right? Like, McCaffrey was looking good for week one, and then a few days later, he's on the IR, and then a couple weeks later, he's on a plane to Munich to look for, you know, a miracle cure for his calf. So, like, I don't know. Let's just make sure he actually plays. When he does, I gotta think, given the concerns about his health to this point, I gotta think that they are gonna let Jordan Mason continue to see some early down carries. It would be silly to throw Christian McCaffrey, and I'm not saying they're gonna do it. Although, like, they don't have the luxury of time, right? They're 4-4, so this is not like they're an 8-win team or something like that, and can just be planning for January. They do actually have to win games, but man, no part of me thinks that he's going to make it through the season if they go right back to last year's usage and he's out there 85% of the time and he's taken, you know, 25 touches. And Jordan Mason has been listen, I don't even know Jordan Mason's health. He's, you know, he's been down a little bit in practice this week. He's been limited. He's been full. And he's got a shoulder issue, but he's been so good. He's been 5 yards per carry. He's been over 3 yards after contact per attempt. He's, He's up near the top of the leaderboard in all the important underlying stats. Stylistically, he's a wonderful complement to McCaffrey, right? He's just that banger, that super physical runner who always ends a run with violence and punishment. I really like that guy. And I feel like, man, if they can't continue to find 8 to 10 carries for Mason alongside Christian McCaffrey, give McCaffrey all the receiving work. Those two can actually be on the field together too, right? Because McCaffrey is such a gifted receiver and route runner. So he's got to play. And what I would expect from McCaffrey initially is maybe 15 touches, and maybe they ramp him up slowly. And they know that they can get nearly McCaffrey-level production on the ground from Mason. Mason can't do anything as a receiver. He's not particularly active there, so that's really McCaffrey's role. I got to think that it's going to be more like McCaffrey as the head of a committee instead of, you know, a full every-touch featured runner.
Andy, on the opposite side of that matchup, as somebody who has Baker Mayfield and somebody who, for whatever reason, I it's probably my fault. I probably should have found a trade partner to get him off of my roster, but I keep missing on who to start at quarterback. I've got Goff, I've got Mayfield, and every week I play the matchup, and every week I get it wrong. And Mayfield, to me, very quietly, is having a really, really good season, even without some of his top weapons. Is he matchup-proof now? Is Mayfield an every-week start for you?
Well, the short answer is no. And I would have said yes if he had the full complement of receivers, right? And as impressed as we all have been by Cade Otton, the tight end in Tampa Bay, who's just been an absolute revelation over his last three games. It's 10-plus targets per game, 25 catches. He catches almost everything that comes his way. He's good after the catch. Like everything about Cade Otton, but without Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, there's just not very many quarterbacks who would be able to survive that situation. Baker's been great. This is a couple years with the same, you know, cast around him, and that is really helpful. So there's year-to-year continuity. He's really been awesome, but it's such a difference throwing to Sterling Shepard and a couple of young receivers versus throwing to future Hall of Famer Mike Evans and, you know, a guy who was having an all-pro season in Godwin. So I don't think he's matchup proof. Although I also don't think that the Niners defense has been exactly as advertised. So you can play him this week. I'll feel better about him if we can be sure that Sterling Shepard is going to go. If we've got Shepard and we've got Cade Otton, I feel okay about it. Those backs are really good receivers as well. So, it's hard to say enough about how good Baker has been and how he's at this, like, he's at the top of the leaderboards in passing touchdowns. He's been pretty efficient. He's been his usual frisky Baker Mayfield self. He's been a little bit more aggressive than you might like to see some of the time, right? Like, he's thrown some needless interceptions, but that's just part of the profile. He's been impressive enough that I think you can start him most weeks, but you can't expect what you were getting in the first couple months of the season with this particular cast of receivers.
We're talking to Andy Behrens, Yahoo Fantasy, the Bills and Colts. So, Andy, no Keon Coleman this week, and it sounds like no Keon Coleman for that matchup against the Chiefs. So they're not going to put him on IR, just not yet anyways. But this may say, all right, play Amari Cooper. He's questionable too, and as you heard in the soundbite there, he's really not giving you any indication here. So your thoughts on if Cooper is healthy, knowing that there is some target availability here, is he a must-play? And I'm also curious to get your thoughts here on what we're seeing out of Ray Davis, because, sure, this is still primarily Cook in the backfield, but Davis, that Monday night game against the Jets, and he went out the door last week for 63 yards. Is this somebody that, if you really needed a running back too, you should consider?
Yeah, I'll first say that I was listening pretty close to that sound with Amari Cooper, and sometimes a receiver will give you a very clear indication that despite the fact that they've been limited and they're questionable that they're going to play, and we were missing that. I think we were. He didn't give us the full. I'll be out there. I didn't hear that. So it's a concern. It's definitely a concern. Khalil Shakir's great. Dalton Kincaid's great. Like, although I will say, it shocked me when I looked at last week's box score and Dalton Kincaid had 10 targets, because that did not feel like a 10 target game. He felt invisible, and he was targeted 10 times, and that's not great.
Yeah.
But there's a clear path for Shakir and Kincaid this week. I most efficient and effective receivers across the league, doesn't get enough, really doesn't get enough credit. man, Ray Davis is really fun too. I'm glad you threw his name out there. We were just talking about him on the Thursday edition of Fantasy Football Live a little bit. I just think he's one of those running backs who's clearly in an understudy role, and you can't, you know, in most weeks you can't start a guy who's only getting 6 or 7 touches a week. I get it. But we already have, like, we don't have to speculate about what it looks like when Ray Davis gets a full workload, because he was so special against the Jets. So I think he's one of those guys who's in a category with, like, Tyler Algier, and I guess I'd put, like, Jalen Wright in that category. Just a couple guys around the league. Maybe, man, there's just not many. Maybe Blake Corum. Where, like, if something happens to the lead back, I know I've got a star. Like, if anything happens to James Cook, I know that I'm just parking Ray Davis in my roster, and he's never leaving, and I don't care about the matchup, because I've already seen him beat a tough matchup. So I think the world of him. I also think he's kind of flexible, like flex-worthy in a pinch. And we've got a bunch of weeks coming up with, like, 4 teams on bye. We've got some nightmare bye weeks coming up. So I think he's, you know, if we're just getting him a half dozen touches each week, there is a decent chance that one of them is either downfield, or one of them is going to be a situation where he creates for himself, as he did last week.
Andy, we're at the point of the season where changes are afoot. The trade deadline came and went on Tuesday. We had the Saints get rid of their head coach. We saw Luke Getsy. Were you as surprised as I was that Luke Getsy got fired from the Raiders, Andy? Wow, I'm glad I was sitting down
absolutely
for that.
Absolutely stunning development. I've never seen it before. Not even a little bit surprised.
What I was going to ask is, with some of these changes at the trade deadline, with the changes happening with some of these teams, I'm worried about what this means for Alvin Kamara. Maybe I shouldn't be. We saw last night that the two trade deadline acquisitions had one opportunity to get it right, and when they didn't see the field for the rest of the night. So I'm curious if any of these guys that have moved around, any new faces in new places, or any of these new situations can kind of under the radar lead to some fantasy goodness for us.
I actually, like, I wasn't excited in the least by Deontay Johnson going to the Ravens. Like, it was obviously a great move for the Ravens, but it wasn't a clear path to a huge workload for Deontay, right? Like, he had that in Carolina. They weren't going to be great targets, but they were going to be a ton of targets. And now, you know, like, the Ravens don't care who gets it done each week. Some weeks it's going to be Mark Andrews, some weeks it's going to be Zay Flowers. The lucky thing is they gain 400 yards a week and they score 30 points, so it can be a lot of guys. But it wasn't an obviously great move for Deontay. I wouldn't read that much into the fact that he had so few responsibilities on Thursday night, because it was, you know, you guys know this, like, usually there's just not time to install a completely new game plan with completely new roles for everybody when you have a quick turnaround to a Thursday game, right? So oftentimes we see roughly the same receiver usage from a Sunday to a Thursday. So that wasn't going to, you know, if that had been like the following Sunday or a Monday night game, something like that, then we might have really seen a, you know, new and better usage for Deontay. But I just wouldn't read a whole lot into the fact that he wasn't that involved. I think a couple weeks from now, we're really going to see Deontay in a bigger role, because he is a very quick separator, and he's a good fit for this offense, because he's a guy who just gets open off the snap of the football. He's going to be good down the road. So I think you can feel okay about him. Khalil Herbert is also somebody who, like, he'd just been there. He'd been there for like 2 days. He probably had one practice with the team. So I wouldn't sweat that one too much either, because he's going to walk right into Zach Moss's role, which wasn't great, but it was 8 to 10 touches a game. I wouldn't expect more than that. Chase Brown has been awesome, and nobody's taken away Chase Brown's touches.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're talking to Andy Behrens, Yahoo Fantasy here. One of the games in the late window, and the Jets and Cardinals. What do we make Arizona? Not only just in this matchup, but you are looking ahead here in one of your recent articles talking about how this could be an offense you might want to target down the stretch.
They have a lot of friendly matchups, right? Like, they get, you know, that some of the matchups in the division are extremely friendly. Seahawks are friendly. The Rams are friendly. They got a lot of good spots coming up on the schedule. I think Kyler Murray has played pretty well. Nobody was happy with him last week, but he didn't have to do anything. Like, I don't know. You saw that game. The Bears weren't really forcing him to throw.
Yeah.
And they got anything they wanted on the ground. So, I think that's the story last week. I think he's played pretty well. And they're also, like, they're a team with kind of a shaky defense too. So more often than not, they're going to have to keep up with what their defense is giving up. There's just a bunch of good spots ahead for Trey McBride, for Kyler Murray. I think, you know, when you're buying low in fantasy, you have to really go out and find very talented players who are actually not producing, not guys who, like, if the entire fantasy industry is telling you that somebody is a buy low, then that guy is definitely not a buy low, because whoever actually has him on a roster understands how well that person is playing. But it's been a little uneven for Kyler Murray, and I think he is somebody who has just, like, shockingly great dual threat talent. Like, he's next to Lamar Jackson and Jaden Daniels, I don't think there's a more exciting running quarterback. I think Josh Allen might be a little bit better, but I don't think there's a more exciting rushing quarterback than Kyler Murray. He's really fun. So I just think there's a lot. And some of the biggest open questions about him, and his ability to throw outside the numbers, deep downfield, hit, you know, Marvin Harrison on some of these plays. He's answered a lot of that stuff, and I think he's looked really good. So, that is an offense, and that is a player that I'm pretty interested in.
We're being deprived of fantasy bonanza in the late window tomorrow after Sunday afternoon as well, with Dak Prescott being injured, the Eagles and the Cowboys, and now it feels like this might be a one-sided affair. My question's about CeeDee Lamb and how you proceed, knowing that it won't be Prescott behind center, Andy.
Yeah, it's a little rough. I think he's the one guy in Dallas who can survive. I don't expect Cooper Rush to keep multiple players fantasy relevant. I'd be a little bit worried about Jake Ferguson, Brandon Cooks when he comes back, but I think he can keep CeeDee Lamb roughly fantasy relevant. I don't think that you can, you know, CeeDee Lamb's not going to be our number one receiver in any given week anymore. That's ended until Dak Prescott comes back. There's no chance of that. But top 10, sure. A couple years ago when we saw a lot of Cooper Rush, CeeDee Lamb had a couple of receiving scores from him. Like, the weekly production was just fine. Oftentimes what happens when we get these backup quarterbacks and shakier quarterbacks who come in place of starters, they zero in on the best possible receiving option on the team, and they pepper them with targets. And I think that's what you're hoping for with Lamb. But, of course, with Lamb, you also have to hope that his shoulder is no big deal, because he was in a lot of pain last week too. It sounds like he's going to play through it. And then on top of that, you have to worry, you know, if we get 4 weeks down the road and they still haven't won, and then they're really buried, like, I don't know, how hard are you going to ride CeeDee Lamb in a season where you probably don't even have Dak Prescott? So that's a concern as well.
We're talking to Andy Behrens, Yahoo Fantasy. Never thought I'd be asking you, do I play him or not, question about Panthers and Giants in Germany. But what Danger and I were kind of laughing like yesterday, like, wait a second, they gave Chuba Hubbard this money? He's top 10 paid at the position now. But is there a psychology maybe just for this week, Andy, that, hey, Jonathan Brooks, maybe he's playing, maybe he's not, but we have to justify the decision we made here. We're going to feed Hubbard the ball. Maybe Hubbard himself wants to let the world know, hey, after I got this money, I want to, you know, provide big numbers for my team here.
Well, Hubbard's been great.
Yeah.
Like, they, you know, if they weren't going to trade him at the deadline with Jonathan Brooks coming back, he's a perfectly fine building block for that team. And man, like a backfield down the road in which Jonathan Brooks is your number one and Chuba Hubbard is the 1A, and they're both getting a dozen touches a week. I mean, that's pretty good. It's not going to be great for fantasy. Nobody wants to hear that, but that's a really good one too. And again, Chuba Hubbard's been fantastic. So I can't imagine that. Like, I'm assuming that we're going to see a little bit of Jonathan Brooks this week, but I don't think it's going to be. I imagine it's going to be a cameo appearance, right? It's going to be a you know, get your feet wet sort of situation. They're not going to ride him for, you know, multiple series in a row. I would imagine that it's Chuba Hubbard taking like three out of every four series, and you can definitely play him against the Giants. The other player that you got to ride in that game is Tyrone Tracy, by the way. That kid has been fantastic, like a real revelation. He played at Iowa for years as a wide receiver, went to Purdue, transitioned to the running back position, and he's been like inventive. He's been getting like something out of nothing in a way that Devin Singletary was not able to for them. So he's taken over that lead role. He's facing a defense that allows the most fantasy points to opposing running backs. So he's just in a great spot. And there's a pretty good chance that this is just like one of those games for Tyrone Tracy where a player just elevates himself to a different tier at the position. And we're thinking differently of Tracy after this week.
Andy, I like the matchup on Sunday night as well. I'm curious to see if anybody can stop Detroit. They've just been on an absolute heater. But the Texans at home feel like they might be a different team than what we've seen. At least maybe I'm reading into it. What are you seeing out of this matchup between the Texans and the Lions with an over-under of 49 going into Sunday night?
We got to get Nico Collins on the field. If Nico Collins is on the field, I feel like Houston can keep pace because that guy was playing as well as any receiver in the game. If he's not, I don't think Houston can hang with Detroit, and I don't think they can really hold them up either. I'm not sure there are many defenses in the league right now that are going to be able to severely limit Detroit. I mean, they're at the top of the league in terms of scoring offense. They're putting up nearly 400 yards a game. I mean, like, it's also as you saw in the Green Bay game, you know, they also have an aspect to them that is going to play really, really well if they have to, you know, if they have to go into a road environment late in the season, January football. They just rode David Montgomery down the stretch, and they were like, hey, you're going to get David Montgomery between the tackles, and if you can stop him, well done. And you can't. You can't. Like, Jahmyr Gibbs is leading the all running backs in success rate right now at, like, 63.1%, I want to say, and David Montgomery is right behind him at 55.5%. Like, you just can't stop those two. And that, again, that's the kind of football that is going to play really, really well when we get deep into the postseason and perhaps in you know, an outdoor, uncomfortable weather environment. They're so good. And then, of course, Jared Goff, last six games, he's completing over 80% of his throws. That's just stupid. They're not always deep downfield, but man, good luck stopping Amon-Ra St. Brown, James Williams, Laporta when they occasionally throw it to him. Like, they got a lot of weapons, and they're hyper efficient right now. And I don't think there's a defense in the league right now that I would say, yes, they can definitely keep Detroit under 30. I mean, nobody's doing it.
May we suggest Fantasy Football Live, Andy and the team do a great job. Andy, tell everybody about it.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Sunday morning, an hour before kickoff, we're going to give you all the late actives, inactives, all the latest fantasy spin. We're going to have, you know, some nonsensical debates. It's going to be a lot of fun.
We didn't get a chance to talk to you last week, Andy, but if we did, we would have said, well done on your Halloween costume. Andy Dalton never looked as good as Andy Behrens did portraying him.
I thought maybe Andy was, you know, worried about, you know, talking about what happened in Washington. Are we over that, gentlemen, yet?
No, we're not over that. I, You know, it's funny. I've been doing this job so long that I realize that's the second time I've been Andy Dalton for Halloween. I was also like early career Cincinnati Andy Dalton, and then I ran it back with Panthers Dalton.
Very good. Andy, enjoy your weekend, man. Thank you for the time. Let's talk again next week.
Thanks, guys. Good luck, everyone.
Andy Behrens, Yahoo Fantasy Sports, our guest every Friday at this time to help set your weekly lineups in fantasy football. And I know, going into this weekend, if you're feeling good, if you have Ja'Marr Chase, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, if you're going up against them, you're not feeling so good. You might actually take that time and go do some yard work or winterize your home. I don't know. But
no, you know how this works, right? Points. Points are important. So don't punt on this week. Try to get as many points because you never know. You know how many times, oh my gosh, if I only had 20 more points, I would have made the postseason. So, yeah, optimize the damn lineup this
week. There you go. Andy Behrens joining us every week here on The Fan Rochester. We're going to take a break and come back with more next on The Fan, including Thor Nystrom, who's a college football and NFL draft analyst for Matthew Berry's Fantasy Life. And we'll talk about some of this weekend's more compelling college football matchups with Thor and ask him a little bit about Indianapolis's handling of Anthony Richardson since they took him fourth overall.
We are still in the middle of the 2024 season, but I'm going to make a prediction about the Bills' 2025 schedule. Like, already. Run this by you, danger, my logic here.
Okay. I also have, we've been saying here in the sports bar that we're in the golden age of the Bills' reign in the AFC East. I also believe we've returned back to the future in many, many ways, and I'll explain why. Something that happened in the early 2000s that they said would never be seen again is actually happening almost exactly the same way in 2024. We'll get to that, and we'll get to Thor Nystrom all coming up here in the 4 o'clock hour. Your calls are welcome at 866-4FAN, 585-866-4326.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.